Now we have a period of walking meditation. And so the kind of samadhi that arises from walking is a little bit different from arises when sitting. You can't go so deep when you're walking with your eyes closed. That's why many monks who have walking paths by their kutis will also have a place to sit. So if they're walking up and down and their mind becoming very peaceful, then maybe they just sit down for a while or maybe stand and meditate. So you can meditate in any posture, including lying down posture. Maybe I'll talk about that later. The value of the samadhi that arises in walking is that it's much more easily integrated into daily life. Because we even if we're working in an office or studying in a building all day, we still have to walk from where we live to at least to a car, and from the car back to we live, or to a bus stop and back, climb up stairs, climb down stairs. So all those short walking journeys of a minute, a few minutes, we can turn those into meditation, into walking meditation, and be completely invisible. Nobody going to look at you. Nobody knows what you're doing. It's a very good way to practice in daily life. Usually walking, we make a path in a cool place under the trees, and anything from 20 to 30 paces long. And you can experiment to see what suits you. The principle is, if your path is too short and you're having to keep turning back and forward too much, it's an obstacle to developing continuous mindfulness. But if the beginning of the path and the end of the path is too far apart, it's much more easy to lose your mindfulness. So my path is 27 paces, and then I have most paths would have a marker of some kind halfway along. So then you have your, let's say you have 24 paces, or however, let's say your marker is at the 12 pace mark. So then you have three markers: the beginning of the path, the middle of the path, and the end of the path. So if you're observing those three points, even if you lose your mindfulness, it's only going to be a very, very short period, you know, less than 12 paces, just a few seconds. So you're looking just to check, are you still there? Are you still present? At the beginning of the path, the middle, the end, you turn around, you start again. And having those constant points of observation just to make sure you're not getting caught into a long train of thought. It's very helpful. And which is why yesterday I recommended that you can adapt that principle using the trees by the side of the path we walk on at the roundabout to be markers just to check whether or not your mindfulness is still present. If not, you start again, patiently. Start again, start again. Yeah, okay, that's enough. Let's go down and do some walking.